This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today is a special day, and some may argue it's an even bigger day than Valentine's Day.
It's the best day.
I'm talking about Galentine's Day.
Oh, today's like the official day, right?
Make love tonight. Yeah, today's the official day, February 13th. Once again, I was not invited to Breezy's Girls Night Out, but that's the price you pay for having a wiener. It's Moose Breezy. I'm under the impression that tonight is going to be an even bigger night than Valentine's Day itself. Mm-hmm. All the girlies are having parties at home.
Yes.
Making memories without this stupid man in their lives. Now, let's be clear. Galentine's Day is not just for the single ladies anymore. It could be for anyone, right?
Yes. So, I mean, I did the Galentine's Day Tuesday. I was talking about it yesterday with all my girlfriends.
Yes.
Half of us brought our partners, you know what I mean? So that was great.
Oh, you did? Oh, you
did?
Oh, yeah, your girlfriend
came with you. I did. But, there was two other couples there, and then the rest were single, which was only like four other people. So it was like half and half. And it was great. It was really fun. We had a beautiful dinner at Good Luck. And it just got me thinking, like, more girlies should be doing this. And if you're not doing this, you should plan to do it either tonight or, tomorrow if you aren't with your significant other, or over the weekend. I mean, we're giving away tickets to the Wine and Chocolate Festival, which will be very fun.
Yeah,
take your gals there.
That's this Saturday at the convention center.
Very fun. Been to that before. But I just feel like diving in head first and going for it is definitely, I will preach that till the cows come home. That is something that you need to do.
585-252-9800. Are you celebrating Galentine's Day tonight? If so, what are you doing? And what is your guy going to be doing, or significant other, if they're not attending or invited? Were there any guys at all at this Galentine's Day party at Good Luck?
No.
None at all?
No. So,
because typically sometimes I've tried to invite myself to some of your shindigs, and you're like, it's the girls only. And then you post a video on social media, and there's two guys there.
Well, this was a group of lesbians, so...
Perfect. I fit right in.
The guys weren't crawling anywhere close to where we were. But I'm very curious to know what other girls are doing. Because, like, yeah, me and my girls, we went to dinner. It was fun. But then yesterday, I went to Geneva to another Galentine's Day event, and we did a little self-care moment. Eyebrows, lashes, tooth gems. Like, it was a lot. It was a lot.
So we need
I encourage.
This is the official day, okay? Galentine's Day is women's friendship. Galentine's Day is a global holiday that celebrates women's friendship. It is typically marked as February 13th, but can be observed any day. Galentine's Day events are typically all female, occasions of mutual empowerment, and a reminder for women to support and uplift one another. So if that's not what you're doing, you're doing it wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Dwayne.
What up, Dwayne?
Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Hey. What's up, bud?
Yeah, so I have a bone to pick with your girl Breezy, actually.
Oh, classic. Oh,
this is going to be great. Go ahead.
So, Breezy, I am not happy right now. Guess what I'm doing in the middle of the early morning right now?
I can't even imagine, Dwayne.
Currently, I am going to Wegmans this early in the morning to get my wife a list of items for her Galentine's Day party tonight.
I love that for you. Okay, husband of the year,
yeah,
pop
I bet
off.
You do.
Yeah. A whole list of Galentine's Day stuff. What's on the list?
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, my God. It's a whole list. It's olives, salami, four types of cheeses,
we
champagne.
We love a charcuterie.
Bread,
we do.
Stuffed olives. Oh, my God. Pink ribbon.
Of course.
What do they need that for? What do they need that for?
It's for the decor. Also, what are you worried about? I mean, it's not like you're going to be attending.
You're right. I'm definitely not. I mean, tonight I have eight of my wife's loud, obnoxious friends coming over. I wanted to watch the hockey game at home, but I can't now. I got to go to my brother-in-law's. And I love him, but I'd much rather be at home.
Eight of them?
Eight of them.
Do you think you can slide me an invite?
No, probably. This is like, drop the Addy.
Yo, Dwayne, let's go hang.
Yeah, I really just don't get this. Why do women have to do this crap? Like, us guys, we're so simple. You just give us a drink.
That's so
we're
true.
Good.
That's so know? True. Give us a drink in the game. We're so good.
Yeah, but like, right. Listen, girls don't get all of the things that guys get. We don't get the golf trips every month. We don't get the football season that runs for 5 months straight. We don't get just the lax, like, oh, babe, I'm just going to head out for 5 days. Like, that's not how that works. So we have Galentine's Day. Give us this one thing.
Who's going on a golf trip every single month? Are you doing?
No, I'm not doing that.
I know, yeah. A lot.
No.
I know a lot of guys that are popping off.
I don't know. I mean,
no, that's good. Yeah. My wife would let me never let me go away for that long.
All right, so you got to go to Wegmans right now. And then what time you got to get kicked out of the house by tonight?
No, I got to be out by 6 because she's got to prepare and all this. You know what? At least she's not making me do that.
That you know of. Wait, so where do I come into play? Not to revert it back to me, but it always typically does. Why are you mad at me?
Oh, no, it should revert back to you because guess where she got the idea, Breezy?
You're welcome.
Where did she get the idea, Dwayne?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I wonder.
When were you talking?
Your girl Breezy over here.
Oh, this was yesterday's mm-hmm. show, right?
Yeah, it was. I was talking yesterday about how much fun I had at my Galentine's. And
oh, it didn't take long.
You loved it.
No, Dwayne, slide me the address.
Yeah, we'll do. You'll show up and you'll turn right around, trust me.
Are there any of your wife's friends that you do not like?
Oh, my God, 3 out of the 8. And there's... I don't understand why some women feel the need to celebrate everything. Half my wife's friends don't even have jobs.
Yo, Dwayne, chill. I mean, listen, just because you're bitter because you don't make enough money for your wife to stay home, that's really not my
issue. Oh, my God. You chill.
Well, I'm just saying. Fire with fire. Truly.
Dwayne, have the best time tonight, man. Let me know where you're going to be at. I'll come through.
Okay. Thanks. Will do.
All right, man. Have fun. Good luck. Happy Galentine's.
Thanks.
Happy Galentine's Day, Dwayne.
Yeah. Thanks. You guys too. Love you guys.
No,
love you too,
love
man.
Love you, man.
All right.
Breezy, you know I'm just pulling the chain, right?
No, I know. I know you make more than enough money for sure.
Bye, Dwayne.
Bye.
You're a piece of work. I don't know who this person is, but I'm reading this message. It's funny you guys are talking about this right now. My husband is pissed because I'm skipping Valentine's Day this year and I'm celebrating Galentine's with the ladies tonight instead. 2 years ago, my husband cheated on me. We're still going through it, so he doesn't deserve to spend the evening with me. Well, it's probably no skin off his back.
It's so tough. He's like, honestly, I have plans with my girlfriend anyways.
Touche.
It's sad, but it's true.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of PXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Visit Vision Buick GMC to sign, then drive into 2025. It's easy. Zero down, zero first month's payment, zero due at signing, and zero charge for rust proofing, paint sealing, and interior protection. Rochester, that gives you zero reasons to shop around. Right now, sign, then drive the 2025 Buick Encore GX Preferred for just $369 a month for 36 months with nothing out of pocket. Call 1-888-747-0516 for details. Get to the all-new Vision Buick GMC on Panorama Trail.
I'm Madeline from Tom Walls Avon. Since 1955, Tom Walls has given thousands of young people an opportunity for their first job. How to look a customer in the eye, smile, and say thank you are simple skills that last a lifetime. Tom Walls is more than great cheeseburgers. We improve young lives.
All of this week's best new music, all in one place. It's Odyssey, all new, on the free Odyssey app. Every Friday, we bring you the week's biggest tracks. Discover new music from your favorite artists and what's next from emerging stars.
I'm chasing paradise with you.
The week's hottest new songs. From every corner of music. Stay up to date on the latest releases in music. Download the free Odyssey app and search Odyssey All New to start listening today.
Hi, welcome to IKEA. How can I help you?
My schedule is crazy. I just want some me time.
We could all use a sanctuary from stress. Why not turn your bedroom into the place to decompress with our selection of comfortable beds, pillows, decor, mood lighting, and so much more. Every time you step in there, it's nothing but me time. You time.
Sounds like a dream.
Here to make your me time dreams come true. Visit us in-store or at ikea-usa.com/sleep to create a comfy, blissful bedroom today.
Easy Cater. It's all the food for your workplace, all in one place. With over 100,000 restaurants nationwide on one platform. Whether you need food for company meetings or events, daily employee lunches, or your next lunch and learn, Easy Cater makes food for work, work. And it doesn't stop at lunch. With Easy Cater, you've got great breakfast options, snacks, treats, and more. Whenever and wherever work happens, Easy Cater's here to make the food happen. Order now at easycater.com.
Guys, it's Moose from PXY Mornings, and I know I spoke about my new ride a few times on the air. Bought a brand new 2025 Honda Civic Sport from my friends at Eid Honda, and I love it. This is my third Civic, and I wanted to let you know that February is a great time to take advantage of Eid Honda's signature easy as 1-2-3 lease deals this month. At Eid Honda, if you put $1,000 down, $2,000, or even $3,000 down, your lease payment includes all fees in first month's payments. One of the things a majority of us don't like doing is dealing with the hassle of having to purchase a new car. But coming from someone who experienced it at Eid, I can easily say it really was the smoothest, easiest car buying experience I have ever had. Leasing a 2025 CRV at Eid Honda really is as easy as 1-2-3. $1,000 due at delivery for $469 a month for 36 months, or $2,000 due at delivery for $437 a month for 36 months. Don't wait. Now is the time to buy at Eid, and they always make it easy. So go see my friends and get your new ride at Eid. It's as easy as 1-2-3.
I'm still trying to piece this story together because it really doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but I'll give you the details that I have as of right now. Police are investigating at least two adults that got onto a school bus and got involved in a fight between two Rochester City School District students. And this altercation was all caught on a cell phone. So a woman named Zoe told 13 that her 12-year-old cousin was assaulted by a classmate and two other adults who boarded their school bus while on the way home from school. Zoe said that her phone began blowing up while she was at work with calls and texts from numerous family members informing her that her 12-year-old was being rushed to the hospital. Obviously a huge shock, not really sure what was going on. It was around 3 p.m. on January 27th, on your birthday, when the bell ended up ringing for the end of the school day at Thurgood Marshall Middle School on Lake Ave. As the bus made a stop on Electric Avenue to drop off a student, according to the cell phone video captured on the school bus, the 12-year-old and other classmates began fighting. The district said that that's when several adults started to make their way onto the bus. Now, these adults are unidentified. And
where did these adults come from?
They just came on the bus? Like, I'm so confused. They pushed and held the bus driver back while at least two other adults became involved in the altercation as well. This is all according to the district. Allowing adults to get on a school bus is a whole nother issue because people's parents send their kids to school in trusting that they're going to be safe in the school setting, on a school bus. Not that random strangers are going to come on and get involved in altercations. The district has contracts with numerous different bus companies. Obviously, we know the bus driver shortage is very much alive and well. And the district is not identifying which company this incident took place with, which bus company was involved. But the Rochester Police Department said that no one has been charged at this time. And it's an ongoing investigation. I don't understand how these two random adults just made their way onto the bus. I don't get that. They're obviously at a stop, like I said.
Yeah, there's a lot of unanswered questions with this story.
The only thing that I can think of is, like, there was a fight that started to break out. Somebody texted an older person that they knew, and they just got on the bus to defuse, defend, or engage.
Right, but you had a 12-year-old that ended up in the hospital.
Yeah, fully in the hospital. And this is what... this is what is so tricky about society today. Like, I have an aunt who is a teacher, a special education teacher, and she gets beat by her students weekly. Her students throw things at her, punch her, kick her, bite her.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she is not allowed to fight back.
She can't do anything.
Like, I'm pretty sure she, like, broke her ankle at one point because of this, and like she has to just like sit there and take it, which even if you are trying to like calm a student or like just move them to a different direction, that is considered you also assaulting them, which is insane.
Well, we know what it feels like to be a CVS employee because they have to sit back and watch too.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you just can't engage anymore today. But anyways, going more into depth in this story, the Rochester City School District is going to work with law enforcement to ensure that those responsible are prosecuted to the highest extent possible.
Well, yeah, it's an ongoing investigation at this time.
I don't know who these people are that just decided, I'm going to board this bus.
There's a lot of holes in the story, in my opinion, but I'm sure we'll find out more as time goes on. But let's shift into some happier news, shall we? We just talked to Dwayne about Galentine's Day. He was a little rattled at me, for sure. And I don't know. I just feel like there's so many parents that could use a Galentine's Day, and we're gonna get into Parental Confidential next. But let's give away some of those wine and chocolate festival tickets.
Yeah, you want? Okay, that's fine with me.
Let's do it. 585-252-9800.
We do have a pair of tickets to the Rochester Riverside Convention Center this Saturday. So we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets. We're looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. Guys, you can celebrate Valentine's Day. You can do a girls' night out or just a date night. You can sip the wines. You can sample. You can shop. There's 75 wineries. I've never been. Breezy, you've been to this before. Right?
I have. It's really fun. Think about like a wine tour in the summer. Obviously, you can't do that in the winter.
Only indoors.
You can do this. This is the same type of vibe and energy. It's a lot of fun.
All right. We'll get to a winner coming up for that. Plus, Parental Confidential is next. How many of you listening this morning have a child at home who loves to victimize themselves and just sulk after getting in trouble? Abby from Pittsford says her son is getting better and better at doing this. And now it's to a point where he's getting incredibly good at playing the victim. We'll dive into her message for Parental Confidential coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 41 for the high today. That's odd, but okay. This is really emotional, the weather. We also have more chances for you guys to win tickets for this Saturday at the Convention Center for the Wine and Chocolate Fest, along with The Wiz, which is coming to the West Tour Auditorium Theater. Chances for that, both of those pairs of tickets coming up. How many of you listening this morning have a child at home who loves to victimize themselves after getting in trouble? Abby from Pittsford says her son is getting better and better at this. Sound familiar, Breezy?
Yikes.
Abby writes in and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. My 7-year-old son seems to victimize himself after he gets in trouble or grounded. He pouts. I'm not sure if he's seeking attention or what. For example, we have one rule about watching TV in the house. He's not allowed to watch YouTube in his playroom because we're not always there to supervise what he's watching on it. So he's only allowed to watch Netflix or Disney on there. Well, about a week or two ago, He was supposed to be watching Netflix. My husband walked in, caught him on YouTube.
Uh-oh.
So we talked to him about how he lost our trust, and he now has lost TV privileges. Well, he went to his room to lay in the dark. I walked in, asked what was going on, and he says, it's going to be a terrible night. I don't deserve life.
Oh, my God.
Very dramatic. 2 weeks ago, he got in trouble again because he has a really hard time following simple instructions. So we took his Switch he got for Christmas away while I was going to give it back to him the other day because his behavior has been better. When we asked him where his Switch games were, he told us he threw them all in the trash because we took it away from him and he doesn't deserve anything. We were livid because we would never expect him to do such a thing.
Right.
And the worst part is he seemed to have no remorse, which is something we are struggling with as well, but he's a pretty good kid. But with this area, we are absolutely struggling. We are not sure what to do to help teach him remorse, but also to take accountability and not play victim to all of his actions. Does anyone have any advice or has dealt with something similar to this?
The throwing the games away is crazy.
That came in from Abby from Pittsburgh. Thank you so much for the message. But I can remember a couple of times as a kid, this is how I would react. You victimize yourself. I don't deserve it. Then so we've classic. Talked about many times on this show, my mother, and you know, we were obsessed with Nintendo. So when you get in trouble, most parents
first
would,
thing to go.
They would take away the controllers and hide them. My mom would take away the console, the controllers, the cords, sometimes the TV, and they'd be, it was like an Easter egg hunt. We'd always find them.
Yeah, no. My mom's hiding spot was just like literally on her like vanity. I'm like, right.
585-252-9800. We love when you guys weigh in with stuff like this. I know a lot of you are parents and you've dealt with situations like the one Abby is currently dealing with. But her son, as soon as he gets in trouble, he's laying in his room in the dark. I don't deserve life.
It's like so manipulative too because you like start to feel bad for them.
Well, is there a deeper issue going on here? And I could already see some of the texts coming in immediately, and that's what people are saying. Let's go to Jill. Jill from Gates says, we have this same kid. My six-year-old acts the same way, always punishing himself, pretty much sort of the exact way, especially if he accidentally hurts his little brother to the point of tears. He starts slapping his head as a punishment. And that's the only time he does it, though. I guess you could say I am seeking some advice just like Abby is. This person says, it sounds like your child is struggling with some confidence and mental health issues, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I was very similar as a child, and it was due to my parents' reactions. I felt guilty, and then I punished myself. And then I got screamed at for punishing myself. I'm not trying to say that you or your husband are reacting wrong, but this is what led to my behavior for me when I was your son's age.
Right.
Interesting.
Makes sense.
I got in trouble once when I was a kid because when I got in trouble, I went into my bedroom and I started bashing my head up against the wall.
That explains so much.
I don't know where that came from, but I can
yeah,
relate.
The kids that were like hurting themselves, I'm like, I love myself too much. I could never. I think it's a deeper rooted thing, and I think counseling is needed because you need to learn coping skills at a young age, because if you don't, you're just going to continue to play victim for the rest of your life. And I know people like this, like they find themselves in situations and it's always everybody else's problem. It's never your problem. And that's really what it boils down to, is like your kid is not being able to recognize or take accountability for the fact that They messed up. So own it, move on, and be done with it. Don't sit here and sulk, because I'm telling you right now, if you think it's bad at age 7, it's going to be terrible at age 27.
Yeah, trust me.
They'll be on TikTok, blaming everybody. It's too much. It's too much.
Are we secretly talking about you, or are you just talking in general? Oh, you in general? Okay.
I mean, I would never in a million years hurt myself or hit myself. So we're not talking about me. Like I said, I love myself too much to
No, I was just talking about
myself.
No, I know. I was just talking about the victim part. Hi, Moose and Breezy. Just wanted to add in that my 7-year-old does this, and according to extensive Googling, this is pretty normal. Interesting. Alyssa says, maybe when you're disciplining him, you could remind him that he's still a good boy and just made a wrong choice and that you still love him. He's definitely sulking, but also he's a bit hard on himself. Verbally remind him he is loved and that you just want what's best for him. That's just an idea, Alyssa says. And then we get Mike that's chiming in that says, this is what happens when you use gentle parenting too much. Oh.
Yikes. Yikes.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. When he says or does these traumatic responses, does the mom feel like it's a manipulation tactic? How does she respond? Because this is kind of normal. This is a bit, sulking is normal, but this is a bit outside the range of normal and is something I would consider a possible precursor to mental health issues. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Go to therapy. Like, get him counseling immediately. I'm not saying forever. Just, like, learn how to deal with it.
I think, you know, with therapy and mental health therapists and all that stuff today, I feel like it's way more common for kids to sit down and talk to them than it was 10, 15 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago. I could be wrong about that. But, I mean, I was doing it as a kid when I had meltdowns. I remember, and God, was I pissed off when I was told I had to go sit in a room and talk to this lady about what was going on. I was so angry. And it's crazy how I remember all that at such a young age. Mm-hmm. But it sticks with you. Courtney says, good morning, guys. Yes, this is a manipulation tactic. And it's not just kids who do it. This is a carbon copy of how many adults respond to punishment. It's a way of flipping narrative and avoiding the emotional discomfort of taking accountability for one's missteps. And it's sad to say, but I had an ex-boyfriend at the age of 31 who was just like this.
Yeah. No, I know. That's why, wow, I'm saying get ahead of it now, because your kid's going to become a narcissist. It's, yeah, going to be tough.
God, there's a lot of people.
It's your problem. It's I'm the victim. It's always me in these situations. It's like, you put yourself there. So shut up.
And then they might tell you to stop being so emotional. Allison says, Moose and Breezy, I'm happy to talk to this mom. For the most part, this is normal behavior, but I would recommend just having your child talk to someone or myself in depth to get more info on if this is a deeper issue. Please send this mother my info. If she likes, I'm happy to chat with her free of charge. Thank you. No, yep. Thank you, Allison.
And there it is. So therapy is the answer, and that's all we got for you. Thank you so much for coming to our TED Talk.
Yeah, thank you, Abby, for the message. Really appreciate it. Good luck with your son. This is it's tough. You think you're going to have kids someday?
Yeah, for sure.
Love that.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, we're going to take...
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. Moose Breezy. We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning on PXY.
98. College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.